Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Got a little secret I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Friday, June 23rd, 2023. Tomorrow is our big show at August Hall in San Francisco. You can actually go to AugustHallSF.com and let us know you're coming. We would love to have you. It's at noon tomorrow. I should say the doors open at noon. I think the secret show's 1 o'clock, something like that. And then there's a drag show. It's just a really good kickoff to Pride.
Mm-hmm.
Which, and if you've never been to San Francisco during this weekend, like this is the... It's just so great, and it's beautiful. Like, who doesn't love a rainbow? Come on, man.
Yeah, it's neat. Yeah. If you haven't been to a Pride parade, you should at least once.
To
check it out. And I've definitely been more than once, and
it's
a
good time.
Fun.
Very colorful and flamboyant and fantastic, sexy, dangerous.
Although weirdly, we used to also have a competing event all the time. On the same day.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
That used to be the day of summer thing.
Yeah.
That's right.
All the time. It was the same day.
It did fall. It would be that. It would be then, or it would be Father's Day, depending on when Father's Day fell in the month. It was like they really, really did try to screw us over. I can't hang with you, Dad. I got to go to summer thing. I can't go to the big parade. I got to go to summer thing.
Right.
Yeah. We used to have a float and stuff in there, too. That was actually... That was kind of cool.
Ah, the days of budgets.
Oh, the old days when we had some money to spend on stuff. What fun. Yeah. So I got a couple things here that, as you go through the week, you have stories and you're like, I don't exactly know how to bring that up. And it's a little dicey and it might be better on The Secret Show because, one of the titles of a chapter in this book is called Famous Asshole at a Party. Like, it just, you call it a famous a-ho, and it's just not, it doesn't have the same kind of impact.
Okay.
So I have a couple things that I wanted to get to. Some of them are, it's the good, the bad, the funny, the marriages, the threesomes, all the stuff. So I'm going to start with Elliot Page, who used to be Ellen Page.
Mm-hmm.
He says that an A-list actor once offered to have sex with him to prove that he wasn't gay. To prove that Ellen Page wasn't gay. This is from Elliot's new memoir, which is called Page Boy.
Oh, he transitioned, someone said, if you get my penis inside you, you'll never want to be anything but a woman.
Here's the quote. The guy said, I'm going to fuck you to make you realize you aren't gay. You aren't gay. That doesn't exist. You're just afraid of men. Oh boy!
Who said that?
She won't say.
Oh.
But she says it's an A-list actor. No. Oh yeah. Sorry. Elliot Page will not say who that was. It was 2014. Elliot Page says that at the time he was still identifying as a gay female. It was during this period that he was at a party in Hollywood and an A-list actor offered to prove that he was actually straight. I can do this for you. You're just afraid of men. Let me welcome you into the world of straightness, apparently.
Well, I can see the reason for mentioning that, and I also think it's just dumb if you're not going to tell us who it is. Like, okay.
Elliot says that they ran into the same guy at the gym a few days later because Ellen Page said, no thanks. It's fine. I got this. So Ellen ran into the same guy at the gym a few days later, and the guy said, I don't have a problem with gay people, I swear. And Ellen, at the time, said, I think you might. You might actually have a problem.
So I have a question for you that you might not be able to answer. So when she was Ellen Page, she was identifying as gay.
Yes.
So Ellen Page liked girls.
Yes.
Does Elliot Page like girls?
I assume so, yes.
You'd have to figure, right? Like, that's...
Well...
That doesn't change.
I actually don't know. Yes, I believe that if that's your sexuality, because sexuality and gender, I've learned, are completely different things. So if you are a straight woman who feels like a man, and then you transition to be a man, now you're a gay man.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant responsive drive. It's not just electric, it's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota, let's go places.
Right?
Hey, you so just confused you're... me. But okay, so Ellen. So Elliot. I wonder if Elliot is now has experiences with women. I wonder if that's what's going on. And I wonder if that's in, you said this is from a book?
Yes, it's called Page Boy.
I wonder if he's explaining his, you know,
oh,
now
sure.
that he's transitioned. That would be more interesting to me than anything. How's that for you?
Well, we should reach out and interview him then. Because I don't have that part. Yeah, famous asshole at a party. Elliot says he would not name the guy, but that if that guy hears us talking about this, he will know it's about him. And as you know, Vinny, we have quite a large contingency of A-list actors listening to our show.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so he'll probably hear about it here, sure.
But I don't... Okay. All right.
I also have a Chelsea Handler story. You know, I've always said, I've long said, threesomes are the death of you. A threesome is the end of the relationship. That's what you do to keep it interesting at the end of the relationship. And so, and also, maybe it's not. Maybe you're like, oh, we can handle this. It's amazing. And then, no, there's another person at play here. And most people don't want to be in a throuple. So Chelsea Handler is talking about how a threesome with a masseuse led to her breakup with an ex. She had a boyfriend by the name of Ted Herbert. And she had a masseuse. So a masseuse is a female. Is that right?
Masseur is a male. A masseuse is a female.
Okay. So this is a woman that Chelsea Handler's getting massages from. And she says, I was very turned on by this woman. This is, she was talking to Andy Cohen. She says she has slept with a woman, but that she hasn't dated a woman. She said, I ended up hooking up with her several times without the guy. So she basically, the menage a trois that she had, she made her realize she was more into the unidentified masseuse than she was into the boyfriend, which ultimately led to the demise of their relationship.
Okay.
So she's basically saying what I've always said, which is, you know, when you start bringing in somebody else, there's always the chance that the person's like, you know what? Enough of you. Get out of here. I'm into this person.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I've never done that in any kind of meaningful way. The one time my story is I'm a 16-year-old boy and it's not a three-way.
It really wasn't. It was more like a take turns and, oh my God, I think that my penis is bleeding.
Yeah, well, no, there was blood all over me. I just didn't know that it was hers, not mine.
Mm-hmm. But I can imagine you at age 16 looking down and going, you know, where's the goat sound? Where's the goat screaming sound that I...
Oh, yeah, all right.
Like, oh my, what is all over my...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's like Vinny, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. This, exactly like Vinny. Are you sure that's not the Vinny on the thing?
At night in a bathroom at a community pool down the street from my friend's house, who was part of the evening. And so the lighting was weird, that weird yellow light, you know?
Yeah.
I'm looking at the stain on my t-shirt, which is where it was.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to figure out and then I see it on me, and it's, so it was hard to, it took a minute to get my head around, like, what is that? And oh my God, I'm bleeding, I'm hurt. And I really did. Yeah, I really did. And now I look back and realize I thought I was so grown up, and so obviously I was naive in a million different ways. Like, just ridiculous.
Well, you were getting to grown up. That's the thing. You have to have these kind of, you know, experiences and have the freak outs and make all the mistakes to become.
Yeah, but how does it not occur to me that maybe she was on...
Because there's blood all over you, and it's the middle of the night, and you've definitely been drinking, and you just went, oh my God!
The same sound, I swear. That and this. It's the same
all right.
One.
Like, I'll give you that.
One is a goat. One's a goat, one's a guy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
All right. Yeah.
So there's a couple more quotes in the story that I kind of liked. I don't know. You can tell me. So this is
Chelsea still.
Chelsea Handler. She's talking about, you know, how she knew it was time to break up with the guy because she was basically dating this woman behind this guy's back.
Well, I was saying this to you the other day, too, by the way, which is kind of my point and kind of the point of the story, which would be if you or my partner had said, I don't want to make out anymore. Can you just go find someone else to do that with? I would end up with someone else. Like, right. I would like that person. I end up liking people I bone. So I would probably find myself going, I'm going to be over here. Sorry. But she says, what happens when I have a bunch of sex with someone. I end up loving them.
She says, I don't want to get double teamed by a guy, but I would like another girl in the situation. You know, she can do all the stuff I'm too fucking lazy to do.
All right.
She says she doesn't love the idea of a man she's dating wanting to add another guy into the situation because she's like, why would a guy want penetration with another man? So it's okay for her, but not okay for him. She says maybe oral is less questionable. I don't know. I've never been up against that kind of conundrum. And that's basically it. But I just thought, oh, that's sort of a fun story. I like mm-hmm. that. I'm looking at this picture of her, and she's laying on one of those like sort of boats. They call them floats, but it's more like a full on boat that's inside your pool. And she's like got a cigarette in one hand. What's that?
I'm hearing you. A boat in her pool. Go on.
Yeah, it's like a boat in her pool, and she's just like floating around. She's got her bikini on and stuff, and she looks really happy. She's got like a cig. She's just holding it, like hope you know, trying to not touch it to the float, which would of course then. Not be floating right. anymore. But it's just, she's just funny. And by the way, the bikini she's wearing has like marijuana leaves all over it. It's fantastic.
Oh, is she maybe, is maybe that not a cigarette?
Oh, let me look a little closer. Hold on. Let me zoom in on that.
Actually, I think we had this debate once before.
It's hard to tell. It does look like a joint, Vin. Now that
yeah,
I look
people
at it.
Wrote in. I think we were talking about this once before in a different photo where she had a doob, and people wrote in and said, it's not a cigarette, you dummies.
Oh,
and
she
I
doesn't.
Was like, oh,
do we know
okay.
she doesn't smoke?
I apparently
she seems like a chick who would smoke.
People who know her know that she smokes doobie weed, so that's well, what she's up to there.
I envy the people who can just walk around smoking doobs all the time. Just so much better than like. If I could do that instead of drinking and it would satisfy that same itch, then it would be good.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant responsive drive. It's not just electric, it's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota, let's go places.
Ah, but I just get so mental. Like, I'm so
on doobie weed.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy. And then I have one more story. Jenna Jameson, who made a ton of money doing porn. And she, I mean,
tons.
She was like one of the originals who really capitalized on the internet happening. And she's unrecognizable. She used to be this little trashy, you know, porn star, little hussy. And
I don't even like her movies, but she definitely was the biggest porn star in the world for a few years there.
She had like a very weak chin, kind of a rounded nose. She got everything done. Like, she's unrecognizable as Jenna Jameson now. Although, because I've seen her in all these various iterations as she was changing into the person she is now, like, I can see a picture of her and go, oh, that's Jenna Jameson. She married social media influencer Jesse Lawless last month.
Oh.
Do you know Jesse Lawless?
No, but I remember her previous partner, Tito Ortiz.
Yeah.
Because
Jesse
he was
Lawless.
Go on.
Jesse Lawless is a woman.
Oh.
Yeah. They tied the knot at the Little Church of the West in Las Vegas. So, you know, it's one of those shotgun weddings. Kidding. Obviously
who's
not.
In that picture?
That's, oh, that was her.
Yeah, that's her before loss. And after. Mm-hmm. Yeah, weight loss. But that's the there's Jesse Lawless on
okay.
the right.
So Lawless is a lot younger than her. Or am I seeing that wrong?
You know, I don't know her age. Hold on a second. I don't see it in the story. Can you see how old that Jesse Lawless is? Jenna Jameson's almost 50. She's 49.
Right.
She says, I try to go over in my mind why I ever dated or married men, and it's selfish and bad to say, but I think my driving force was children. She's a mother of three. And now that I've really found myself, I'm just accepting of everything that I feel inside, and I don't shove everything down. There's some gorgeous pictures of the two of them in their wedding outfits, and this is her third marriage. She was married to the king of porn, Brad Armstrong, from 96 to 01, and she was also married to former porn actor Jay Gardina, Gardina from 03 to 07. She has twins with Tito Ortiz, but I guess they didn't marry.
Oh.
Yeah. And then she's got a 14-year-old twins with Tito, and then a 6-year-old daughter with a former fiance, some dude, an Israeli businessman. She came out as bisexual in 04. In 08, she said, I'm totally hetero. And now she's married to a lady. How old did you find out how old is Jesse Lawless?
Yeah, Jesse Lawless is 40 years old.
They call her an influencer and a retired hairstylist. She is fancy. Like, she's got a lot of tattoos, and she's got kind of a cool look to
Jessie
her as
does.
Well. Jessie, yeah. She's a cool-looking chick.
Okay.
She's kind of messy, but also has a lovely smile. Like, she, you know, good for them. That's great. So there you go. I just wanted to get those off my plate here since we get into a fresh, clean
well,
new week.
I'm glad to hear
she's
doing
show.
Okay. I thought she was suffering from... I thought it was drug addiction for a while there, wasn't
it? Oh, she has had some problems, but it does look like she's on the other side of it. I mean, those are some pretty happy, nice pictures of her. Of course, anybody can dress up for a picture. Hey, no, everything's fine. Take a look at these pictures. We're good. But I will say,
you would think that if I don't know the partner either, but usually when someone else is in the picture, there's a chance they're going to say, nah, we're not getting married until you get your shit together.
Yeah, you'll want to hold
it. Or right. You'd expect that anyway.
Right. All right, that's going to do it for today. You guys, listen, we're super excited about tomorrow. You can send, if you go to the show, send us a note, send us a review, tell us what you liked about it, what you'd like to see more of that. You know, if you go to our big show tomorrow, we'd love your feedback. Send it to Bryn, B-R-Y-N, at RadioAlice.com. And remember, if you do come to the show, every person there is a crazy, dirty bird just like you are. So, you know, you never know who you're going to meet at a Sarah and Vinny secret show. And all those, you guys are great. And all the people who are going to be there are great. So take a look around. You've all got us in common. We can all start talking about that, all right?
I'm expecting some good-looking guy to step up and say hello to V. Hale.
That's what I'm hoping for, too. Right. Ooh.
Step up. Say, hey, what's up, V. Hale?
Hey, V. Hale.
I'm whatever.
I'm available.
And let's see if we can't get a connection going. Wouldn't that be fun?
If you could, though, could you look at her profile online? Because if you're over, what is it, 45 is her cutoff? I can't remember what her cutoff is.
Yeah, I think 45 is.
Yeah. 35 to 45.
Kids, so you gotta
Yeah, she doesn't want
kids.
Any kids. Don't have kids. Don't take a picture of yourself with a seatbelt on.
Oh yeah,
and be a certain age, and want to do all the stuff because she wants to bad.
All the stuff.
All the stuff. All right.
It's weird the way she words that. I think of that as something people are willing to do. She seems to want to do. Stuff like I don't know how to do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Why is that not happening to my asshole on the regular? Why? Why? Someone fucking do that to me.
Yeah, it's very fun. She's a fun lady. So she's got a couple, you know, requirements you got to meet. But if you meet them, man, you're going to have a great time.
Give me those magic words, Vin.
The end.